With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. The State Land Board has approved two deals that put more grazing and forest land under state control. The Bureau of Land Management is transferring about 9 square miles of land in 3 eastern Montana counties to compensate for land that should have been transferred to Montana when it became a state in 1889. The transfer includes lands in Custer, Richland, and Prairie counties. The Great Falls Tribune reports the land board yesterday also approved the donation of nearly 5 square miles of land in the Stillwater State Forest in Flathead County. A University of Montana associate professor of Buddhism and yoga is charged with misdemeanor assault for reportedly punching a bouncer at a country music concert. The Missoulian reports 58-year-old Bradley Stephen Clough also is charged with violating his probation in a felony criminal endangerment case that was pleaded down from a felony DUI. Clough's attorney, Brian West, said Clough pleaded not guilty on September 10th. He declined further comment. Prosecutors allege Clough became angry on September 8th when a bouncer at a Jason Isbell concert tried to remove him from a private booth where he wasn't supposed to be. The bouncer reported Clough yelled vulgarities at him and punched him in the stomach. Clough, who has taught at UM since 2008, has 4 previous DUI convictions. Donald Trump Jr. is returning to Montana to campaign for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale next week. The president's son was in Billings in June for the same purpose. Joining him on this trip to Bozeman Tuesday night will be former Fox News personality Kimberly Guilfoy, who now works for a super PAC supporting the president. Rosendale has emphasized his support for President Trump in his campaign, and the president himself has visited Montana twice to support him this summer. In an interview with Community News Service Saturday, Rosendale says he's not afraid to oppose the president if he has to.
I will always put the interests of Montana first. Always put the interests of Montana first.
Rosendale's opponent, incumbent Senator John Tester, today had 4 Montanans speak up for him as a supporter of first responders and veterans. Tester is pushing back against a new Rosendale campaign ad in which Rosendale calls Tester's bill that President Trump has signed, quote, little stuff. Bernie Jacobs, a retired Army Master Sergeant, said he appreciates Tester following up this year on a veterans' health care bill that wasn't working.
So he followed through. He kept working for veterans, and he got the Mission Act passed.
Tester says he has now passed 19 bills that President Trump has signed into law. The 2-term Democrat is emphasizing his work with the president as he campaigns in a state that Trump won by 20 points in 2016.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Today, 2 states announced they're suing the Trump administration just hours after it announced sweeping rollbacks of Obama-era regulations on methane pollution from oil and gas production. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Attorneys general from California and New Mexico filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in California over the rule revision just hours after it was announced by the U.S. Interior Department. Interior said the revisions would replace a 2016 rule that required oil and gas producers on federal public and tribal land to capture methane instead of venting and flaring it and address preventable leaks. Methane gas is a key contributor to climate change. The Trump administration has repeatedly proposed revisions to rescind those requirements, saying they posed an unnecessary regulatory burden on producers. David Bernhardt, Deputy Interior Secretary, said on a press call that Tuesday's rule revisions address feedback received from the public and court challenges.
We're for clean air and water, but at the same time, we're for reasonable regulation.
Bernhardt and other interior officials were unable to say how much the new rule would reduce methane emissions. The Associated Press reports the prior regulation would have cut emissions by up to 180,000 tons a year. The revision would eliminate almost all of an estimated $1.5 billion in costs over 10 years that companies faced to comply under the Obama-era regulation. Some states and environmental groups say the revision weakens key protections to air quality and allows companies to burn off methane that could provide royalties to the U.S. Treasury and taxpayers. Sue Bug is a member of the Northern Plains Resource Council, a Billings-based conservation and family agriculture organization.
Methane is a gas, and it doesn't stay within state boundaries, so we really need federal rules that go across state lines.
The new waste prevention rule is slated to go into effect 60 days after its publication in the Federal Register, which is forthcoming. A pre-publication of the final rule can be viewed on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.